Hey guys, welcome to Talk, Talk, and More Talk with K to the A to the Y to the C to the E to the E.
Hey guys, I know it's been a while, but it's always been a while before the next episode, so it is what it is. So today, I didn't want to talk about a movie, you know, and since I don't have a guest, I just decided, fine, let me just think of something weird that has happened in my past, and I guess I'll be calling this kind of segments or episodes story time, and then I'll be like story time colon and then say the thing I'm speaking to. So whenever the episode is about something from my past or present, no, it can't be something from my present, it'll always be something from my past now, because the present is me recording this episode, though. So yeah, story time. The time I went for an interview on the island. Should I say an interview on the island, or I don't know what I'll end up naming this thing with, but know that the interview was on the island. Oh, for those that are not in Nigeria, the island is Victoria Island in Lagos, so not like Bahamas or something, or seashells or something. Anyway, so this was when I was still job hunting, and I was unemployed at the time, fresh from service, youth service. And so how did I get this thing? I think I was just applying on all these job posting sites, and I think it's been a while, it's been a couple of years, yeah. And then I got the interview, and then it was at Osapa, London. For those in Lagos, they probably know where that is. And so then transport was still affordable, more like what it is now in the Agbado era. And what time was the interview again? I think it was a Saturday, surf or something. Yeah, I think it was a Saturday, or maybe it was a Friday or something. But yeah, the interview was like 8, and I, you know, me, I like to be, was it 8? Me, I like to be punctual. Anyway, so I think I left, I mean, I was coming from the mainland now, so I left my house like maybe 6:30. I think it was a Saturday, because I know traffic was not much. I think I left my house like 6:30 because I assumed that it would take me like an hour. I think I checked the map then or something. I don't know. So, like I said, this was years ago, and I was not a frequent visitor to the island at this point. I'm not saying that I am now, but at least now I've gone more than a few times. I've gone a lot, actually, because my current place of work is actually there, even though we don't go that often. But so this was what I'm trying to get at, is that going to the island was still fairly new for me at this point. And so I entered the vehicle, got to the bus stop. I mean, I think this time there was no such thing as Ubers in Nigeria or Bolt. And even if there was, I was unemployed, so there was no way I was booking an Uber to the island. But I don't think there were Ubers at that time. It was like maybe 5-6 years ago or something. So that's why it's not that easy to remember or recollect the story in exact detail, which is unlike me, right? I like to be precise in my stories. So entered the vehicle, uncomfortable buses, being squeezed next to people and all of that. And then I got to the place, to the bus stop that I thought was the place, and then I was using the map, right, trying to find out the exact street, and I was walking into different streets, you know, in the Osapa London area. And you know, and at that point that place was still just beginning to bloom, so there were a lot of new buildings they were constructing that they had not like completed. Maybe some had just been completed, so it was like kind of, I don't want to say deserted, because it's not like it was a ghost town, because there were structures, so it was not like, but there were not a lot of people on the road, right? That's what I'm trying to say. Maybe it was a Saturday, not sure. But yeah, so I was walking on this deserted street kind of thing, and you know me and my mind now, I always go to worst case scenario. And it didn't even help that I think 2 days before I had read something on Twitter about somebody that went for job interview. God, I'd read something like 2 days before something about somebody that went for job interview, and they went there and they harvested their kidneys or something like that. Some kind of horrific tale that I wouldn't wish on my enemy, you know. So when I was just on this, I was like, someone that is basically deserted like this, if anybody should surround me, you know, my mind is just always drifting to what's the worst that would happen. I don't know why, but that is what it was. Anyway, I saw some bricklayers on the road and I was like, oh, please, I'm looking for so-so-so. I think I told them the name of the company. They did not know the name of the company. I was like, okay, fine. The street, Unko. And then the guy was like, oh, okay, just go further down and take a left. And then a right, and then a left again. One kind of weird description like that. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I was walking and walking and walking and somehow, I did find the building. And then when I got the building, it didn't look like an organization, right? Because it looked like a house, but not like a bungalow or something, because this was Osapa, London, you know. So the houses were pretty nice looking. It was more like a duplex, you know, maybe like two stories, or is it one story? I can't really recall. Let's say two stories, fancy kind of, but still, it looked like a house. I mean, I was like, what kind of organization is having a house as the building? I know you might be saying now that it's common for organizations to, you know, rent house-like structures and then, you know, use it as their company. But bear in mind that, like I said, I was still like new to the whole job hunting thing. I didn't really know most of these kind of things. And on the mainland, that's what I saw most, were, you know, organization like buildings, so to say. So, and bearing also in mind that I had recently read about the person that had their kidneys harvested or something when they went for an interview. So it was all playing in my mind. And as I was entering the building, the gate man was there and was like, oh, are you here for the interview? And I was like, yes. And I was like, okay, come in. And as I came in, he closed the gates. I don't know if he bolted the gates or if that was in my mind, sha. And then I did not see really many cars on the driveway. And then I sha went in and I was, my heart was beating, sha. And then I went into the reception and then, you know, I now saw a couple of people that seemed they were also here for the interview, like four people, I think. And then there was a receptionist and yeah. Right. So there I was, scared but not showing it. And walked in, you know, walked to the reception, receptionist, and then she was like, oh, have your seat and I'll attend to you in a moment kind of thing. And I went there and I sat down and, you know, I was trying to be attentive if I could hear screams coming from anywhere, because as I was there, you know, they said the next person should go in. And then that person went and it was taking a while. And I was like, how long would it take for them to cut open somebody and sedate somebody? And like, you know, all these weird, weird, funny thoughts. I was just like, I mean, I was just staring at the exit. Like if somebody was to come and try to grab me, how far would it take me to get to the door? So I was weighing my options and stuff, and I was like, and then the receptionist came and was like, I need you to come and enter your name. And I mean, verify your name and stuff. And so I walked towards her, and as I was walking towards her, I was trying to look into her soul, you know, and determine, is this person capable of corroborating with ritualists, you know, just trying to, you know, look, even though maybe this kind of thing she might not be able to tell. But then I don't know, maybe there's some people you might look at and be like, this person looks dangerous, you know. So I was trying to look for any sign of danger in her face, basically, but she looked normal anyway. So, and then she now said, oh, verify that your name is Kelechi and this. And I was like, okay, so sign here. And then next thing she now said, the one that took me off balance, was, and please enter your bank account and your bank name and your bank account number. I was like, excuse me, bank name and account number, okay? And she was like, yeah, enter your bank name and your account number so that a token will be sent to you at the end of the interview for the transport something token to cover transport. I was like, oh wow. In my mind I was like, oh wow. I'm like, okay. And then I wrote it down, and I think it's at that point that I started calming down, because I was like, why would ritualists send money to my account? But then again, was that a tactic for them to make you calm down and lower your guard? But no, I think I was a bit calmer, actually. I wasn't thinking the other thing I just said now. So I was a bit calmer. I was like, wow, these guys must really have money. Then that means the offer is going to probably be really good, you know? And yeah, so I went in and I had the interview, and they went okay, and they asked me what I would like to receive as compensation monthly, and I gave them a range, and I was feeling good, I'm feeling confident. And but eventually when I got the job offer, I mean, they sent the token for the transport thing at the end of that day. By the time I got the job offer, like a week later, so there's nothing to write home about. Like, I was like, is this a mistake? Is this a joke? And they were trying to give me one kind incentive that after 6 months we increase it by 10K, something like that. What are you putting? Anyway, that's basically the gist of how I was. I went for the interview. I think that's the only interview I ever went for that I got compensation for coming, really. So it was kind of nice, even though I was terrified getting to the building, but it all ended up being, you know, positive in a way. Right. Yeah, hope you enjoyed the story. See you soon.